Good morning. It is Friday, March 15th. Here's what we're working on. The city of Hamilton is now in a recovery and rebuilding phase after that ransomware attack.
And there is a zero-tolerance party zone around McMaster University ahead of St. Patrick's Day.
And Canadian music icon Burton Cummings celebrates 60 years of music. Good morning.
Good morning,
Tim. Off for another day. You're back in for quadruple duty again.
We made it again today. Yesterday we rehearsed for 3 hours or so in the morning, and maybe today I can get it right.
You got it right yesterday, doing weather, traffic, sports, and news.
Yeah, sports. Sports is always fun.
Me too.
Yeah. We'll try to
we'll
get all the names right. Yeah. Yesterday we had a problem with one, but maybe today we can get through it. All right. And it's Friday.
It is Friday.
Friday.
But
and
it's the Ides of March.
That's
beware.
Right. Yeah, beware the Ides of March. Be careful. And be careful this morning, because this morning coming in, there's some fog patches around and there's a fair bit of drizzle. We've got high relative humidity at 100%, so we're getting that in the atmosphere. So not a lot of sunshine for the day today. But today we should hit 11 degrees, almost like yesterday we got to 12. But today 11 degrees. Pretty cloudy, not a lot of sunshine. We'll get some sun for tomorrow, which we'll talk about in a sec. All right, let's have a quick check on what's happening on the roads this morning. Yeah, roads are a little slick, a little greasy because of the light drizzle that we have at the moment, but not seeing any problems. That is our exclusive camera, the 403 in Waterdown Road area, to some MTO traffic cameras, Nikola Tesla Boulevard. Toronto bound lanes towards us on that camera looks good. Same with the top of the Burlington Skyway Bridge, not a lot of volume, and all the way through Bronte, Burlington, Oakville, even into Mississauga, Niagara, no problems at all. No collisions at the moment. Just a bit of volume and those wet roads to contend with. We'll look at weather and traffic coming up right now. The news.
Okay, thanks very much, Brian. An update now on the city of Hamilton's ransomware attack. The city says it is now shifted from incident response to recovery and rebuilding of its online system. Sean Cowan is at City Hall now with the latest.
Good morning, Annette. Well, it's been almost 3 weeks since the city has been dealing with this cybersecurity incident and ransomware attack. But now we are getting confirmation from the city that some city services are back up and running. And some of them include the customer contact center and phone number are now available to respond to questions and concerns from residents. Development applications and building permits continue to be processed and building inspections continue. Council and committee meetings will resume starting March 27th. Most transactions usually processed online can be processed manually in person at City Hall and municipal service centers, such as marriage license applications and burn permit applications. And guest Wi-Fi connectivity at most libraries is now available. Municipal service centers and transfer stations can now accept all forms of payment. Now, it was back on February 26 when the city said it had become aware of a cybersecurity incident affecting their systems. Some services, including phones, IT, city email, and libraries were affected, along with transit and computer mapping systems. Now, critical services such as curbside waste collection, transit, water, and emergency services continued to be delivered over the past few weeks. And the city says its goal is to have more services up and running as soon and as safely as possible. The city says they're also working with authorities and cybersecurity experts at all levels. I'll send it back inside to you, Brian.
All right. Thank you, Sean. The Hamilton piano teacher is facing sexual assault charges, and police believe there may be more victims. 61-year-old Frank Debicki was arrested this week on charges of sexual assault and sexual interference. He taught at the Music Stand School in Hamilton, but the owner says he hadn't worked there in the last couple of years. Halton police say the accused also worked at the Ontario Conservatory of Music in Woodbridge and at Long and McQuaid in Burlington. Police say Debicki rented space there to teach lessons, and the victim is a female youth who was learning piano. The president of Long and McQuaid says a student reported inappropriate behavior last month, and they called police right away.
There was a large police presence, and it blocked off a busy intersection in downtown Hamilton for several hours late yesterday, starting around 5 in the afternoon. Over a dozen first responders were outside of a building near Bay and Main Streets. Police say the large presence came after a call indicated that there was safety concerns regarding an individual. Those later turned out to be insubstantiated. A rumor that shots were fired was also false. Police say they were able to resolve the situation without any incident. One person was taken into custody.
Well, with March break coming to an end and some families returning home from travel, Hamilton Public Health is encouraging everyone, especially children, to get up to date on their vaccinations. It comes after a confirmed case of measles in Hamilton, the 8th confirmed case in the country. Public Health has reached out to people who may have been exposed to the virus when the child returned home from traveling in India. High school students with overdue vaccines or vaccine records or no exemptions on file were warned in January that they could be suspended from school starting the week of March the 4th. However, because of the city of Hamilton's ransomware attack, public health is delaying the suspensions.
A zero-tolerance zone's been implemented in and around McMaster University ahead of St. Patrick's Day on Sunday. The university says it went into effect on Thursday night. That means a nuisance party bylaw can be used leading up to St. Patrick's Day, and anyone attending a disruptive party could face some pretty hefty fines. An individual host, property owner, or attendee could face a fine of up to $10,000 for a first offense, $25,000 for any subsequent offense.
All right, turning to sports now, it was another milestone for Toronto Maple Leafs' Austin Matthews.
Oh, here's a chance. Shot to score! Austin Matthews breaks in, finds the seam, and scores!
Matthews scored his 55th goal of the season as the Leafs beat Philadelphia Flyers 6-2. Matthews becomes the first Toronto player to ever accomplish this feat twice in his career. Matthews was one of six different players to score for Toronto, while Leafs goalie Ilya Samsonov stopped 26 shots. Up next, Maple Leafs will take on the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow night.
It's a chance with a pass. It's picked off by Backlund. Palmer with the empty net.
Calgary Flames came from behind to beat the Vegas Golden Knights 4-1. Blake Coleman scored twice for Calgary, and rookie goalie Dustin Wolf stopped 28 shots. This is the ninth time this season that the Flames have picked up a win when they were trailing after two periods.
Pittsburgh Penguin fans were left disappointed for the start of last night's game. That was when 15,000 Jaromír Jágr bobbleheads were supposed to have been handed out, but unfortunately, a shipment of those bobbleheads was stolen in California. Jágr himself was in attendance to watch the Penguins take on the San Jose Sharks. The Penguins retired his jersey in February. Fans who were at the game received a voucher that they can pick up their bobblehead once it's available.
In the OHL, the Brantford Bulldogs were taking on the North Bay Battalions.
Ennis across the line, working on Thomas, gets the edge, he scores!
A parade to the penalty box did not trouble the Battalions as they brought down the Bulldogs 4-2. The Bulldogs scored just once on seven power plays, including a four-minute double minor in the third.
Johnston in the mid slot. Femus tried to lift it. Femus right in front for Alfano. He scores! Power play goal, Sam Alfano. Five goals for the Alfano Femus Edwards line. And the Otters lead 5-4.
A four-point night from Sam Alfano lifted the Erie Otters to a 7-4 win over the Niagara Ice Dogs last night. The Otters fell behind 4-2 midway through the second period before Pano Femus scored to ignite a comeback.
Stanford University has fired its men's basketball coach Jared Haas after eight seasons. He finished his eighth season at the school without a single NCAA tournament appearance. Stanford went 14-18 in the season and finished in a three-way tie for ninth.
And a swarm of bees forced a nearly two-hour disruption to the quarterfinal match between Carlos Alcaraz and Alexander Zverev at the BNP Hanabes open.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of
the match was suspended 19 minutes in with Alcaraz serving tied at 1-1. Alcaraz eventually won 6-3, 6-1. Dozens of bees attach themselves to the overhead spider camera that travels over the court, and a man without any protective covering used a vacuum to clean them off. Gently, I hope, gently. Alcaraz swatted at the bees buzzing around him before running for cover.
Ah!
All right, let's get you going this morning. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock Friday, we're looking at our exclusive camera. First of all, here's the 403 in Watertown Road area. You're not seeing any problems here. It's just a little busier Toronto bound, but that's just normal for this time of the morning. On to our MTO traffic cameras. Here's the QEW Martindale. You can see the spots on the camera here getting some a little bit heavier drizzle through here. Still nothing at Nikola Tesla Boulevard. West of Brant Street, Toronto bound towards us, looks good. The Ford plant, no problems right there. And we're looking at the QEW with the Ford plant, as I said. And a quick check of the 427. Oh, that does not look good right there. All right, let's get to our forecast for the day today. We're looking at a temperature of 5 degrees at the moment. So, you know, that's way above seasonal start of day. But it is cloudy. We do have some drizzle around. Relative humidity, as you can see, is right up there at 100%. So what we're looking at is that area of precipitation pushing away from us. We had that rain yesterday. It just teemed down late yesterday afternoon into the evening's hours, even some thunderstorms, as you can see, to the south of us. Not a lot of sunshine going to be in evidence for the day today. Some areas could have a mainly cloudy sky. So what we're looking at is that's the SATRAD picture. You can see how the precipitation and the cloud cover to the north of us. What we have is that low pressure system leaving. Not a lot coming towards us except that cold front. And that's the cold front that's really going to drop our temperatures as we head through, well, toward the beginning of spring. But today, temperatures, again, on the mild side, 10, 11 degrees. There's that clouds. Drizzle is this morning. Some areas have a fair bit of fog around as well. Tonight, temperatures drop back into a much chillier zone. Minus 2 overnight. We'll have a wind chill of minus 5, so it's going to be chilly. Some areas could get some fog, but fairly clear skies. And then tomorrow we'll get some sunshine back. And once again, temperatures around the 10 degree range. So above seasonal, we'll call that a mild day once again, but at least we'll get some sunshine for the day tomorrow. So stepping out the door, 15th morning of March, we're looking at who's dancing
who's
over
that?
There? Who's dancing over there? Getting set for Sunday, St. Paddy's Day. So we're 5 degrees. It is fairly mild at that temperature, and we do have some light drizzle still.
I hope he's not in the McMaster party zone.
Yeah, that's right.
Zero tolerance.
You can't be there.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
That's a big deal. If I was you, I would have put him dancing on the car, but.
Oh, I can do that.
I can do anything.
I can talk to him. I can see if he'll jump up. So.
Get over. Right.
Good morning, Emily. What do you have coming up in Chit Chat?
Good morning. Of course, we're going to be talking about Burton Cummings going on tour after 60 years of music. That's incredible. CMT, the nominees have been announced for the big award show, and huge artist Neil Young has returned to Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that controversy as well.
Okay, coming up in business news, a big partnership just announced between two major automakers. We'll have that story coming up. Canadian dollar right now is up 1 basis point in overseas trading to 73.9 cents U.S. Gold is up $4.90. Crude oil is down 55 cents, still above $80, though, $80.32 a barrel. Midday trading in Europe, markets are up across the board, just a little bit.
And over in Asia, markets are down in Tokyo and Hong Kong, up in Shanghai. And in North American markets, the TSX lost 140 points, the Dow dropped 138, and the NASDAQ fell by 49.
Nissan is looking into a business partnership with Honda to share the production of electric vehicle parts. The potential partnership could help Nissan gain economies of scale in producing electric vehicles. That's crucial for the Japanese automaker as they face some really heavy competition from China's BYD, Tesla, and other EV makers. In a news conference, the two companies announced this morning that they have signed a memo of understanding on the partnership. They say they'll work together on core hardware and software technology.
And the BC government has introduced legislation aimed at recovering health care costs from companies who produce harmful products. Premier Dayton.
I'm proud to announce we're introducing is a law that allows us to pursue these companies, regardless of whether it's a social media company or a company that produces vapes or produces an energy drink targeted at young kids full of caffeine, knowing the addictive potential, knowing the potential harm of these products and the impacts of these harms. These companies will be put on notice by these laws that British Columbia will pursue them for the costs of the harms that their products cause. And not just the companies, we will pursue the directors and the officers of these companies for those costs.
Premier David Eby went on to say the money will help recover some of the costs associated with health care, counseling, and education programs that offset the harm of the products. The act is modeled on previous BC legislation that allowed the province to go after tobacco and opioid producers. But now the government can go after companies like social media giants and energy drink manufacturers whose products could cause harm.
Health Canada and Best Buy are recalling five types of air fryers because of a potential fire risk. All of them are Insignia brand air fryers that were sold between September 2021 and November of last year. There have been six reports in this country of these air fryers' handles melting or breaking, and one report of its glass breaking because of overheating. Best Buy Canada is going to give gift cards for the full purchase price to any customers who come in with a receipt and a $75 gift card to those who don't have a receipt. However, you have to register online to be eligible.
And shipping could get even more complicated in the Middle East after a recruitment drive this year. Yemen's Houthi rebels say they plan to expand their attacks on ships in Middle Eastern waters. The Houthis' secretive leader, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, said yesterday the group will start hitting ships heading toward the Cape of Good Hope at the southern tip of Africa. So far, their attacks have largely targeted ships heading into the Red Sea toward the Suez Canal. The group also have claimed that to have a new hypersonic missile in their arsenal, according to Russia media reports.
A U.S. plan to protect consumer electronics from hackers has received final approval. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission has voted unanimously to greenlight a product label that will soon appear on all kinds of smart home devices, baby monitors, and other common household gadgets. It's meant to help buyers pick out connected appliances that voluntarily meet rigorous cybersecurity standards. So some of the manufacturers and retailers that are taking part in this program include Logitech, LG, Samsung, Best Buy, and Amazon. Smart devices like internet-connected fridges, washing machines, doorbell cameras, and speakers are among a wide range of products that will be eligible. U.S. consumers should start seeing the label on store shelves by the end of the year.
U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders has introduced a bill that would take the standard work week down to 32 hours with no loss of pay.
One of the issues that we have got to talk about is stress in this country. The fact that so many people are going to work exhausted physically and mentally. And the fact that we have not changed the Fair Labor Standards Act. This was in 1940. We came up with a 40-hour work week. 1940. Who is going to deny that the economy has not fundamentally and radically changed over that period of time? So to suggest that we have to maintain what we put in place 84 years ago does not make a lot of sense to me.
Sanders says his bill to establish a four-day work week is not a radical idea and would lead to a better quality of life for millions of Americans. Several studies have also shown that when you go down to a four-day work week, businesses are just as productive.
4 days a week?
4 days.
Getting up at 2:30 instead of 5? I don't think it's going to fly for us.
We'll see what. Every time I see Bernie Sanders, I wonder, where's his mittens? Wonderful mittens
that
he wore.
Okay, we're going to take a break right now. We'll look for those mittens. Brian says we won't need them, though.
Yeah.
We've got traffic and your 7-day forecast as well.
Good morning, 624. And this, we're looking at Friday morning, the 15th of March. We're looking at our MTO traffic cameras. Just a quick check into the 403 just up from the Ford plant. So Toronto bound lanes are heading away from us on this camera. Looks good in that area. Back into St. Catharines, QEW Glendale. We have some wet, some slippery, could be slippery roads this morning, depending on where you are, because we're getting some light drizzle. There's also some fog in the area. No problems as far as traffic is concerned, though, as we head our way around Bronte to Sheridan all the way through Mississauga. No problems on the roads. Let's get to our temperatures that we have at the moment. Temperature right now, we're sitting at 5 degrees. Yeah, 5 degrees for Hamilton and Grimsby and Mississauga as well. Toronto right now sitting at 6 degrees. So seasonal temperatures for this time of year, we're looking at 4 for the daytime high, -4 for the overnight low. Those are our sun times. Sun comes up at 7:30 this morning. And our records for today, 1990 was the year. We've had a string of records set back in 1990. 23.7 the record for today. Now today, there is a chance of some drizzle this morning, and then it's just going to be a basically cloudy day. There's that chance of drizzle. Tonight, it gets chilly. -2. We'll have a wind chill of -5 as the sky's clear. Tomorrow, a fairly nice day. Mix of sun and clouds and a 10-degree high. And this time of March, that's pretty mild for this time of year. St. Patrick's Day Sunday, temperature dips a bit to 6, chance of showers. And then look what happens as we get towards spring. Monday, +1. Flurries, actually. Tuesday, +1. Same for Wednesday. All 3 days, there's that chance of flurries. Well, at least we get into spring on Tuesday evening. So, chilly.
Spring on the calendar.
Yeah, spring on the calendar, but yeah, it's not going to feel like spring.
No, no. Mm. Okay, we're all already looking forward to lunch here, because if you love beef fried rice, maybe you'll love fried beef rice.
The rice grains you see now have a uniform distribution of both muscle and fat cells throughout their surface and interior, paving the way for the development of future food sources.
South Korean researchers have successfully grown beef in rice. A professor says the beef rice is the first of its kind. They infuse the grains with cultivated beef cells. The result is this pinkish hybrid that has about 8% more protein and 7% more fat than conventional rice. The professor says it has a slightly beefy flavor and a very subtle buttery taste. Priced at around $2 a kilogram and with a far smaller carbon footprint, the scientists say it may one day compete with traditional animal products if they can get people to eat it. See, I would eat it, but it's just, it's the color that kind of throws me off.
That's a weird,
it's like if it
pink.
Were a different color.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Like maybe more of a brownish, then
that,
I would
okay,
eat
that,
it.
That would
but
be
that
better.
Bright
yeah,
pink
it,
is like,
I think the pink is a little, yeah. But maybe you could just cover it with lots more gravy.
And that would make it healthy.
Of course, yes. Yeah.
Where would that gravy come from, Brad? Okay, we've got lots more to come. Stay with us.